I was the head of the largest business unit at Vodafone, their headquarters in Newbury, between 2014, 2013 through to 2015. So what is happening is that this technology has to be rolled out globally. My company that I used to work for, as they're running their largest worldwide business unit, is Vodafone. Vodafone are in partnership with Huawei or Huawei, whatever you call them, a Chinese telecoms company. And they have been rolling out systematic 5G implementation in multiple locations. What's the relevance? The frequency that they're using, and I also ran a telecoms company back in 2010 through to 2013, 14, some of you will be aware, that specialized in radio spectrum, this is the ability to take external signals from satellites into buildings. And so that the frequency that you experience in power on your phone is the same in the building as it is outside of the building. When mobile networks were created initially, they thought people would be on the road all the time, hence why they were called mobile phones. But actually what happened is that people used their mobile phones in buildings and the signal wasn't strong enough to penetrate buildings. That's called radio spectrum. And they're different megahertz frequencies, etc. So the 5G frequency is a very high frequency, very, very, very high frequency. It is just below the classification of a weapon. And I'll tell you why. The frequency that they're using, which is 10 times faster than 4G, unfortunately, when it comes into connection with human bodies, causes cell poisoning. Cell poisoning. So our bodies try to fight the radiation that is in the form of cell poisoning because of this frequency. It is effectively radiation. And what happens is our bodies kick out the toxicity or toxins with some proteins and some DNA, RNA from our cells in the form of a chemical which is called a virus. So most diseases are excretions from cells that we are trying to pull out of our body or push out of our body. And it will head towards orifices to be excreted or expunged out of our body. So our noses or our mouths. 5G, the frequency and the power, which is 10 times more powerful than 4G, is reacting adversely with human cells, causing cells in our bodies to be poisoned, toxic, and our natural defense mechanism is pushing out that toxicity in the form of a virus. So what you're seeing is not coronavirus per se, you're seeing cell poisoning manifesting with fluids, chemicals, viruses that the body is trying to dispose of because it's harmful to its physical body. So all that's occurring around the world, and I hear your minds thinking, well, how can that be, Pastor? But I'll explain in a moment. All that's occurring in the world is a reaction to human bodies to the electrification of the universe through 5G satellites, 5G towers, 5G cells that are being populated in major cities around the world. So this is what is causing this pandemic. So sorry to say, second point, this is the largest global cover-up in history for the impact on human beings based on technological advancements. I hope that makes sense. I don't have time to quantify that. I will give you further information in a moment. So what is happening? It's not the coronavirus. It is a virus that is being produced by cell poisoning. And therefore, the virus that we have is really a measure or indication of our cells excreting toxins. This is what's killing people. So let me give you some facts that will hopefully make this compelling. So one of the first cities that Vodafone, Huawei, and some of the other technology companies rolled out the ubiquitous blanket 5G, guess where it was? Wuhan, China, where this coronavirus was supposedly meant to start in some fish market. That is complete nonsense. It started as a result of radio frequencies at a high level, creating radiation that was toxic to cells. And that's why people were falling over, dying in the streets, etc. So they've tried to cover it up. So because it has a flu type characteristics, they are using coronavirus to try and hide the fact that people are dying from the 5G frequency. So let me just explain. Other major cities that rolled this out, it takes 6 months for this to impact your physical body. So last year, obviously Wuhan was the first city. Then Spain rolled out 5G. Italy rolled out 5G. So you're seeing an uncommon level of fatalities because of the level of 5G penetration in these countries. Italy. What is the relevance of all of this? The relevance is the coronavirus is not what's killing people. It is clearly, categorically, unequivocally, and scientifically proven that the radio frequencies that we are being exposed to is what is killing the people. Why are they allowing it? Because of multiple agendas poisoning. Okay, so let me move on. We've had three pandemics in the last 120 years. The first pandemic was in 1918, which was called the Spanish flu pandemic. This was when they implemented radio waves globally and increased the electrification of our universe. Guess what happened? Millions of people died 6 months later with a pandemic they called the Spanish flu pandemic. Roll on a number of years. World War II, just after that, another pandemic, which was the implementation of radar equipment globally. Satellites went up, a myriad, a plethora of different satellites went up into what they call is the Van Allen belt, basically where they store and send satellites. So when that was implemented, again, there was a number of deaths from the pandemic. The last major pandemic was in 1968, which was called the Hong Kong flu. Guess what they did then? They rolled out another level of satellite penetration in the Van Allen belt, over 100,000 satellites that were transmitting radar signals, radar field in the cosmic field, basically. So these were satellites that were pushing telecommunications and radar communication. So we had radio waves first at the beginning of the century, and then they implemented radar equipment and telecommunication satellites. These caused pandemics that killed multiple millions of people, and the last one was in 1968. So guess what's happening now? They've rolled out 5G, and this is impacting people's lives, killing people around the world, and they're covering it up in the name of coronavirus. So that is a fact. Please go and do your study 5G, the implications of the implementation. So what are they doing systematically, systemically, and simultaneously? They are shutting global economies down because they want to introduce two things, a new level of monopoly or oligopolies. These are four or five key multinational companies. Amazon will be the first. Google is obviously one. There'll be others that will manage the supply chain of everything that we purchase. So everything is going to be streamlined, from food to electronics to the flow of money and everything. So the second thing they're doing with this system is, other than creating these oligopolies, so they've shut the global markets down for that. They want to make as many people as possible unemployed. So people, we're heading for the largest global recession the world has ever seen.